A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear. What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Chardet, and I'm super excited that you're here. If you're brand new to A Great Life, welcome, welcome. You finally made it. This podcast is all about you coming into agreement that you deserve to live a great life. So I'm here to share some fresh perspective, a little understanding, and a dash of wisdom. Without further ado, let's get into it. So today, I want to talk to you about the power of speaking life into your life. That even though you think the little things that you say about yourself doesn't matter, it really does. And it's actually shaping your reality as you go. Now, I'm not bringing this up to scare you or anything like that, but it's to provoke an awareness in how you speak about yourself, how you speak about the people around you, and also how you're perceiving your life as a whole. We know by the scriptures that the power of life and death is in the tongue. And when you hear that, you go, okay, I get it. But to what extent? Let me put it to you like this. When God created the world, he said, "Let there be light." In other words, God created by speaking life. Sometimes gratitude is a little bit hard to grasp, especially when you're a person who looks around and doesn't quite like or love where you are. But if God made man in his image and God created the earth through speaking, imagine what a little gratitude in connection with speaking positive affirmation over your own life could do. Sometimes your circumstances will lead you down paths that aren't necessarily the best. In other words, speaking positively over your situation will actually begin to change it. The scripture says, "Acknowledge him in all of your ways and he will direct your paths." A part of speaking life isn't just speaking positively over your situation, but it's also speaking the word of God over your situation. Because the truth is, if you complain, you'll remain. But if you praise, you'll be raised. Recently, I had to visit a family member of mine, and we were in conversation about their current situation. And the whole time, all they talked about was how broke they were, what they didn't have, what they were incapable of, because if only they had this and if only they had that, and maybe if they would have made a different decision and maybe 20 years ago, X, Y, and Z could have transpired. And it was just this whole conversation that kind of resulted in a shoulda, coulda, woulda, but didn't. And, you know, almost like a victim mindset, which I get. Because sometimes the world throws you certain curveballs and you find yourself in the mindset of, woe is me. But from my perspective, I listened to everything and I thought to myself, well, the God I know will never leave you nor forsake you. Which means anything you need to progress or move forward in your reality is already with you. There's nothing that you need, or if only you had, you literally have everything you need right now to go down the journey of becoming the person that you see for yourself. Because if God said that he'll do it, surely it will be done. Always remember, God will give you a future because his thoughts of you are to always prosper you. So he'll show you a what seems to be unobtainable future, but he won't necessarily give you the journey in between. All you have to do is start where you are, but also speak life over where you are. So listening to this family member, I decided to break down their finances and, you know, put everything in order. And what we ended up realizing was that not only did this person have all the healthcare that they could possibly need, but they also had a lot more money than they thought they had. Because with their current finances and what was coming in, when it was allocated properly, there was plenty left over. Now, I'm not saying this person was rich, but for their particular situation right now, they definitely had an abundance. All of this is to say, because they perceived themselves as poor, as lacking, they were incapable of seeing the true abundance around them. If you are a person that is always saying you're broke, you can't, if only, then your reality will reflect that. But if you start speaking over your life and you say, when I, today I'm going to, I am prosperous, I am capable, I am more than a conqueror. You know what? I may not have that house right now, but when I get it, this is what I'm going to do. I may not have a job right now, but when I get one, oh man, this is what I'm going to do. Today, I'm going to take one step forward to that thing that I see for myself. I may not have all the components that I need in that seemingly unobtainable future that God has shown me. But what I do have right now is a microphone, a camera, and an editing system. What I do have right now is the ability to go learn. What I do have right now are access to a couple people that are kind of in the realm that I'm in. Maybe I should start keeping different company. What I can do right now is maybe stop smoking cigarettes. Sometimes habits are holding you back. Sometimes you just need to create new habits. Speak new habits over your life. Start where you are right now with what you have and start speaking life over what you have, but also follow that speaking with an action. Seek the kingdom first in all that you do, and everything else will be added unto you. What this means is seek the kingdom. Let me seek. What does God say about me? Well, he said his thoughts of me are good and not evil. He gives me a future and that he wants me to prosper. Okay, cool. Let me seek the kingdom. What would the kingdom say about my situation? It would say, hey, you're more than a conqueror. The kingdom would say, God will never leave you nor forsake you. Okay. Because when you speak the kingdom, when you speak life over yourself, over your situation, over your thoughts, over your family, over your desires, over your future, then everything else will be added onto you. Hey, like, maybe you ain't got the rent right now. Let me tell you a story. There was this one time I had just got to Los Angeles and I had just got into a studio apartment. I was so excited. You couldn't tell me nothing, okay? Because at the time, I didn't know very many actors who had their own car or their own apartment. And I had both. So I said, oh, I'm doing this. The only issue is, as soon as I got here, a pandemic hit. So I had no means of income. Not none. And I remember being in that brand new apartment, thinking to myself, how am I going to pay this rent? And for a little bit, I allowed myself to spiral. I got anxious. I was like, I don't know where this money's going to come from because, you know, I don't have a rich family or a boyfriend to borrow it from. It was just me. Me, brand new in Los Angeles, following a dream to be an actor. Simple as that. With no money. I remember I got to a point where I say, you know what? I don't know what I'm going to do. But I know something going to work out. Because God ain't give me this apartment for me to get kicked out. I literally got to that point. Because I got tired of being stressed. I was like, you know what? I know he gave me the keys. Because he did. I got approved for that apartment with a modeling check stub and a and a refund check stub. In other words, I didn't have no employment history. I didn't have any because I didn't have a regular job. God gave me that apartment, trust me, because everything that I had on paper didn't reflect what I needed to get that thing. That's how you know when God do something for you when it don't make sense. So anyways, I get a knock at the door and it's the people from the rental office and they have an envelope in their hand with cash in it. Because apparently, as long as the residents in my particular building paid their ledger, they could get approved for some funding from the pandemic. I don't know all the details, but they knock on the door and I answer and they say, hey, look, we noticed you didn't pay your ledger. I'm like, look, I ain't got no money. This pandemic, I don't, you know, I'm going to do my best. You know, I'm going into a panic and they're like, no, 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 it's cool. We have your rent money. If you're willing to just pay your ledger with it, you know, we could get approved for some funding. I'm like, so you're going to give me money to pay this rent? They're like, yeah. Just put it in your bank account and pay your ledger. To this day, it doesn't make sense. But I can't help but know that that's the power of God. That's the power of speaking life over your situation. Things that just don't make sense will somehow manifest in your life. Doors will open up for you. People will remember you. Envelopes of cash will just knock on your door and say, hey, you know how you were stressed about paying that rent? Here you go. And you know the beauty about that situation? Not only did my rent get paid on time, somehow, some way, I never missed a payment on that ledger. My rental history is A1. Glory to God. The power of speaking life is real. It changes your life. So yeah, you might not be feeling that great today. That's cool. But say you're feeling great anyway. Your feelings will vary. So don't give them too much life. Instead, speak life. Because remember, if you keep complaining, you're going to keep remaining. But those who speak life eat the fruit of life. And those who speak death eat the fruit of death. And I don't know about you, but I don't like no rotten fruit. I like my fruit fresh. So use your God-given gift and speak some greatness over yourself because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. I truly pray that this episode has elevated you, enlightened you, and helped you in any way that you needed it to. And it is also my prayer that God will bless you and keep you all the days of your life. Well, until next time, God bless. Don't stress. It's Peppers. Peace. Christmas season is coming up, so it is time to get some really cool gifts. So make sure you head over to madebypair.com and give the gift of imagination with the Nightly Affirmation Journal. This journal is designed to help you reimagine your reality in 30 nights. Because the truth is, a lot of people want to change their life. They just simply don't know where to start. And this journaling experience will help you at least get a start and start manifesting some phenomenal blessings in your life through perspective, God's word, journaling, and prayer. So make sure you give the gift of reimagination and head over to madebypair.com right now. Go get it. A Great Life Podcast brought to you by Made by Pair.